This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, August 22nd, 2025. The best of amateur radio have been honored with ARRL awards. ARRL honors the work of amateur radio operators who grow the hobby by advancing technology used within and the operating culture of the amateur radio service. At the second meeting of the ARRL Board of Directors, hams and journalists who have covered amateur radio were honored with their awards. The 2025 ARRL Technical Innovation Award went to Matthew Wishick, NB0X, for his work on development of opulent voice minimum shift keying transceiver implementation and modern module architecture. The 2025 Technical Service Award was issued to Bill Miera, N2CQR, and Dean Sulelis, KK4DAS, who have developed and facilitated the Solder Smoke Education Project, which has enabled high school students and many amateur radio operators to construct a working HF receiver. The ARRL Herb S. Breyer Instructor of the Year Award was awarded to Dennis Simon, KB7UTV. The ARRL Hiram Percy Maxim Memorial Award went to Alexa Snethen, KM6LGG. She is also the recipient of the 2025 ARRL Foundation Goldfarb Memorial Scholarship. The Philip J. McGann Silver Antenna Awardee is Micah Martin, KN6VUT of California. He has been recognized by his peers for his exemplary service in the Tehachapi Amateur Radio Association as the club's public information officer, for leading to a 59% increase in club membership and nearly tripling the number of licensed applicants in the area. And the 2025 Bill Leonard Professional Media Award for print reporting was given to McKenna Kelly and Del Cameron of Wired for their article, Through Hurricanes Helen and Milton, Amateur Radio Triumphs When All Else Fails. The award for video reporting was bestowed on NBC Today correspondent Harry Smith for his report, Meet the Students Using Radio Waves to Contact the ISS. More information about ARRL awards along with nomination instructions can be found on the ARRL website. ARRL has announced that the candidates for the 2025 ARRL division elections are now official. ARRL members will choose between 4 candidates for director in the Southeastern Division, 2 candidates for director in the Pacific and Southwestern Divisions, and 2 candidates for vice director in the Southwestern Division. The directors in the Rocky Mountain and West Gulf Divisions are unopposed, as are the vice directors in the Pacific, Rocky Mountain, Southeastern, and West Gulf Divisions. You can read the full list of candidates, including those who have run unopposed and have been declared elected, on ARRL News. A respected member of the DXing community has passed away. Lou Dietrich, N2TU, became a silent key on August 15, 2025, at the age of 78. Dietrich was the former chairman of the board of directors of the International DX Association, INDEXA. He was known as a dedicated advocate for international goodwill through radio and a passionate advocate for the mission of INDEXA. He played a pivotal role in guiding INDEXA through the years of significant growth and impact. Beyond his contributions to INDEXA, Lou was a mentor, teammate, and friend to many in the global amateur radio community, said INDEXA President Otis Vissens, NP4G. His enthusiasm for DX missions, his steadfast leadership, and his generous spirit will be greatly missed. Dietrich served on the ARRL DX Advisory Committee. He achieved the ARRL DXCC Top of the Honor Roll and 10-band DXCC. He was a member of the Carolina DX Association and an ARRL member. He is survived by his wife, Hilda. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. The Fort Myers Amateur Radio Club, FMARC, in Florida has announced a partnership with the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, for this year's Jamboree on the Air, JODA. Jamboree on the Air is the largest scouting event in the world and is held on the third full weekend of October each year, bringing together over 1 million participants from more than 160 countries and offering scouts a unique opportunity to learn critical emergency preparedness and communication skills. This year, the FMARC event will operate like a regular field day, with every station acting as a get-on-the-air go-to station, said event chairman Rob Botnick, K04RDZ. The new participation will help scouts get on the air and complete complete Step 9A of the BSA Radio Merit Badge by logging 10 to 15 QSOs in a 10-minute period. ARES participation will add a new focus on Step 10A of the BSA Emergency Preparedness Merit Badge, giving Scouts hands-on experience with emergency communications. We are thrilled to have ARES join us for this year's Jamboree on the Air, said Bob Nick. Their expertise in emergency communications will provide an invaluable learning experience for the Scouts. This partnership aligns perfectly with our mission to recruit, train, and help ham radio operators provide essential emergency services to our community. The Fort Myers Amateur Radio Club, an ARRL-affiliated club, is a volunteer organization dedicated to community service and educating the public about the benefits of amateur radio. Dennis Gross, KM7ANM, is getting married on August 30th, 2025, and he has a little different activity for at least part of the day, Wedding Day QSOs from Mount Princeton in Colorado. And you heard that right, Wedding Day QSOs from Mount Princeton in Colorado. He's asking for help from amateur radio operators to make his wedding day extra special. What normally is referred to as a Summits on the Air soda activation will operate from 8 a.m. until 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time at 14.235 megahertz single sideband. And if 14.235 is busy, he will QSY and announce a new frequency. I'll be operating mobile from this stunning Colorado peak on the morning of my wedding, and I'd love nothing more to log some memorable QSOs with the ham community before I head down to say I do. He added this will be a once-in-the-lifetime wedding day activation with great propagation from 14,150 feet of elevation, and QSL cards with a special wedding theme will be sent to all contacts. ARRL Audio News asked Gross two important questions. First, does your XYL-to-be know about the SOTA or WDOTA wedding day on the air? And second, will you be wearing your amateur radio name badge on your tuxedo? The answer to the first question was yes. In fact, Gross says his bride-to-be is pretty cool about the whole idea, as long as he makes it to the wedding on time. As for wearing his badge on his tux, he said he would like to, but probably not this time. He also added that his bride does not have her amateur radio license yet, but as an early wedding gift, two handheld radios are on order. From hands everywhere, congratulations. Make sure you pay attention to your wedding band first, the ham bands second. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. If you enjoy the digital aspect of ham radio and are not a satellite operator, you can do APRS and FT4 on satellite. Some of today's satellites have special functions. Take NO44 and Sonate 2. Their specialty is for APRS. They use the same up and down link frequencies, 145.825 MHz. This keeps them from activating every APRS receiver on Earth as they pass over. During field day this year, several of the sites used RS-44 for FT-4 contacts. RS-44 is an inverting linear satellite where you can use sideband, CW, as well as FT-4. CW and FT-4 stay near the lower part of the passband. A linear satellite such as RS-44 uses 2-meter LSB up and 70-centimeter USB down. This might sound confusing. However, it has to do with interference. In many parts of the world, the 2-meter band has a lot of noise. The 70-centimeter band, on the other hand, is much quieter. Thus, the 2-meter up and the 70-centimeter down. The satellite then does what we call inverting of the signal. It takes it from LSB up and converts it to USB down. Now you have it. Little confusing, but understandable. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, August 23rd, the Turkey HF Single Sideband Contest, that is phone. On the 23rd and 24th, the Hawaii QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. And on the 23rd and 24th as well of August, the Ohio QSO Party, that's CW and Phone. August 24th, the SARL HF CW Contest, CW. August 25th, the K1USN Slow Speed Test, that is CW. August 26th, the QCX Challenge, CW there. August 27th, the phone weekly test, that is phone. And on August 29th, it's the NCC FT4 Sprint, that is digital. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions on August 21st to the 24th. It's the Northeast Ham Exposition hosting the ARRL New England Division Convention. That's in Marlboro, Massachusetts. August 30th through September 1st, the Shelby Ham Fest hosting the ARRL North Carolina Section Convention in Shelby, North Carolina. September 7th, the Southern New Jersey Conference and Ham Fest hosting the ARRL New Jersey Section Convention in Mullica Hill, New Jersey. September 12th through the 13th, the Slidell EOC Hamfest hosting the ARRL Louisiana State Convention. That's in Slidell, Louisiana. September 19th through the 21st, the Duke City Hamfest hosting the ARRL New Mexico State Convention in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And on September 20th through the 21st, the Midwest Superfest hosting the ARRL Central Division Convention. That's in Chillicothe, Illinois. And remember to search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Douglas County Amateur Radio Club in Lawrence, Kansas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.